Brown Show with Anna DeBlantis. We have a legal analyst. We have so many things we have to discuss.
Yes.
With Mike Monica, I wanted to start by discussing the Robert Kraft tape coming out. But before we get to that, if I just may, because it's CLTV, and CLTV, you can only show so much, and we can't show the Kraft tape because no one wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that.
Even pixelated.
Yeah.
Still.
You know, I didn't like the idea of
no.
it. But before we get to that, there's two breaking legal stories. And I want to get your thoughts on those very quickly. First of all, the Kim Fox one, as we've been talking about. You've got CBS and Channel 9 both now reporting that there's more to this that is developing out of the office. An email from a supervisor of the Criminal Appeals Division to the State Attorney's Office pointed out case law to explain that Fox could not appoint someone to take her place once recusing. So she was aware of...
Yeah.
Hey, he's taking another somebody important.
Oh, Michael Cohen's on the other line. We got to go. That happened to me last week when I was talking to Mike.
Tell Michael Cohen to hold on.
Yeah, hold on, Michael.
We're more important than him.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so...
So Kim Fox, I was in that case for a little while, so I probably shouldn't talk too much about it other than to say that it's interesting reading the Tribune story about it today.
I know you can't talk about the details of the case, but the details of the recusal.
The so-called recusal.
Yeah, I mean, that's
apparently,
something for
apparently
every...
was not a recusal.
Yeah, and that's not right.
I don't know. I've never heard of what expression that she used to refer to it as just sort of a colloquial recusal, whatever that means. So she's asked for a Cook County inspector to investigate the case. This is not a good thing for her.
Explain to us what a real recusal would be.
Under a recusal, if you say you're recusing yourself, not unlike the way Sessions recused himself from the special counsel investigation, you cannot comment, you cannot. It's like the expression of a Chinese wall. You cannot comment about it. You can't talk about it. You can't be involved in meetings about it. You can't do anything relating to it if it's a real recusal.
So you wouldn't be on a joint text message with all the attorneys handling it, telling them your thoughts, trying to influence their decision-making.
Right. That's exactly right. If it's a real recusal. I don't understand the term of a colloquial recusal. I've never heard that expression.
Yeah, colloquial recusal. Yeah.
Well,
apparently it wasn't one. Yes, I was in that play. It's a farce of manners.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the question.
Yes.
Next case, Your Honor.
I was disappointed you referred to my former client as a washed up actor. That was unfortunate.
But I read that the other way. I read that she was advocating for him by trying to downplay who he was. You know, who cares? Who cares who he is? We're overcharging him. He's a nobody.
You don't know who he is.
You guys don't even know.
You're white. You don't know who he is. You don't watch Empire. That's exactly what she's saying.
Yeah,
I know what she's doing.
While she was being...
I have no comment on that.
Well, while she was...
Let the record reflect.
Yes, I understand.
But while she was being influenced by Tina Chen, who is friends of the family, and someone who she knows also. I mean, that's... The backstory.
No comment.
Gosh, this is going nowhere.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Just now announced that the Attorney General at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow, the U.S. Attorney General William Barr is going to have a press conference. Not just put out the full Mueller report or redacted Mueller report, whatever it happens to be. He is going to hold a press conference and take questions from the media along with the deputy attorney general, Mr. Rosenstein, where we'll finally find out how he pronounces his last name.
Rosenstein.
Is
it not Rosenstein?
I guess, but everybody else calls him Rosenstein. Here's the question.
Yes.
What? It's Frankenstein. What? What kind of lunacy is that for him to take? He doesn't have to do that. What is he doing that for?
Well, that's a good question. He's fairly glib at answering questions. He does not really say much when he's answering these questions. We've seen that in at least two congressional hearings. But it just strikes me that he's going to have a hard time explaining his 4-page summary of the 400-page Mueller report, and it makes no sense to me that Mueller would have said there was absolutely no evidence if he did say, if this is true, I mean, if this is what it appears that this is what Barr said, that there was, they found no evidence of a collusion with the Russians, which that can't be true. Just the meeting in the Trump Tower itself is evidence of collusion with the Russians.
Colloquial collusion.
That's it.
Right? Because collusion is not a term of art.
I mean,
it is. Right, but that's what it is. And I think that that's the issue, is that we keep saying collusion because that's the word the president likes to use. It's conspiracy to defraud the United States. And maybe they decided that they couldn't charge the president up with that. But the question, but why they didn't charge Junior with it?
Somebody, whoever, you know, the campaign manager was at the meeting.
Yeah.
The meeting was supposed to be about dirt on Hillary, produced by the Russians. The campaign manager, Manafort, was at the meeting along with Jared and Donald Jr.
Right.
They didn't call the FBI. Not only did they not call the FBI, they were happy to have the meeting.
Right.
That's what doesn't make sense. That alone is evidence, it seems to me, that there was something going on with the Russians.
Your client, Michael Cohen, I don't know if you can comment on this, but I'll just throw it at you and then tell me if you can. Your client, Michael Cohen, says he's got, you know, a million pages or whatever it is of additional information that they've handed over. Have they handed that over to the authorities?
The authorities had it. This is what that is. That is the... It's a copy of all the documents that Judge Jones, who was the special master appointed by the district court judge in New York, to review all of the documents that Mr. Cohen had in his possession that were seized by the government. So all those documents were seized by the FBI pursuant to the search warrant. Then Judge Jones reviewed them all to determine if there were any attorney-client privilege documents, which apparently she found certain of them were attorney-client privilege, because Mr. Cohen was a lawyer and had clients like the president and other folks. And so that was the issue. Was there were there any documents that could be deemed to be attorney-client privilege, and therefore there was what they call a difference between the lawyers who had all of the documents and what they call the taint team looked at everything, and then Judge Jones decided which they were able to use, which they weren't able to use, and then the taint team turned over those which were able to use to the Southern District of New York in the prosecution of Mr. Cohen and whoever else they're going to prosecute.
Speaking of that, Michael.
So government had everything.
Yeah, okay. And the taint team, of course, is extra for Robert Kraft. And let me ask you about Robert Kraft.
Great segue.
Oh, my God. That's an unfortunate use of that term, bro.
Yes. Here comes the question that we all have. Also, special master, that's extra too.
Yeah.
Here is something I need to know.
What's that?
Robert Kraft, the video is going to come out. Why must the video come out of this?
The Boston Globe is seeking to have it come out.
Oh, God.
And the prosecutors want it to come out.
Oh,
this is
God.
So
why?
It's funny. Kraft's lawyers are using the argument that the government and the state normally uses to protect evidence from being made public. They're saying that there is this is evidence from a criminal investigative information. Therefore, it is not able to be produced publicly. The state is saying no. We have no problem with publicizing it. And well, the other thing that Kraft's lawyers are saying, they're saying that the policeman who wrote the report, the warrant that got the warrant, that policeman claims that there was human trafficking at the spa. In other words, that some of the people who worked at the spa
were like slaves.
They're being held against their will. Their passports taken, et cetera.
Exactly.
Brought there on false premises.
Right. And now since the prosecutor in Florida saying, no, that we found no evidence of human trafficking. Now, since they're saying that, then Kraft's lawyers are saying, therefore, the warrant that this fellow Sharp, the policeman, wrote has to have been false. There has to have been false statements. statements in that warrant if he's claiming that there was human trafficking and it turns out there was no human trafficking.
Okay, but he's still got a hand, and that's the thing. That's the question.
Oh my God!
Is that here? We're on the CLTV. We can get away with this.
I'm not sure we can.
The question really becomes: is this now about jamming up Robert Kraft for not cooperating and just, you know, like a lot of the other people in this, just...
Yeah, this is a funny situation because apparently the prosecutor offered Mr. Kraft a resolution that did not convict him. He would not have to plead guilty. He's charged now with two misdemeanors for hiring a prostitute, but they offered him a deal that would not require him to plead guilty, but would require him to make a statement of admission that he did certain things. And then today, which Mr. Kraft has not accepted, but today he's then saying that he's sorry for what he did. So he's not saying what he did, but he's saying he's sorry for whatever he did do.
Because they're only putting this video tape. They don't have to do this, do they? Do they have to release the tape?
No.
Especially the evidence.
They have to release it in Chicago. The Chicago Tribune and the other newspapers have good lawyers who are often able to go to court and get evidence against my client's public, which I'm always objecting to.
Yes,
right.
I know, Mike.
But here in Florida, the prosecutors want to publicize it, and the Boston Globe wants it publicized. The only ones who don't want to publicize are the manager and the owner of the spa and Mr. Kraft.
Right. Well, my favorite argument from his lawyers was, "It's pornography, Your Honor. We can't release it."
That was funny.
And also, the owners don't want it released because it shows that the pictures on the website are very different than the pictures inside the actual facility. You know, the rooms aren't that nice.
Well, you know what's interesting? Why did Kraft turn down that deal? Possibly he's worried more about the discipline that's going to come from the NFL and Goodell. Maybe that's why he turned down that deal.
Oh, my God. I would give everything that is sacred to me for Roger Goodell, for their tape of Roger Goodell.
Well, Goodell's good at hiding tapes, isn't he?
What?
Don't you remember
Goodell's
the rice?
Not on tape, for crying out loud. He's married to a...
No. Hiding tapes for players who may or may not have beaten their wives unconscious.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's pretty good.
That's possible.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the guy decides he's going... And there's no human trafficking involved here. So now I feel completely free to make fun of this situation. I would like to get...
Hesitated before.
I am asking for relief from the court to make fun of this situation.
He was looking for relief. Had to get in there. So.
It is an interesting situation. But if Kraft admits that he did something wrong, then Goodell could find him discipline him. And I don't know what that would mean. Does it mean he's going to take away the team? I doubt that. I can't imagine that's going to happen. I don't think the other owners would vote for that.
No, because of the other 29 owners or 31 owners or whatever it is, you're like, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever go to Orchids of Asia?
Could happen to anybody.
Yeah, no, I went to the one.
A simple mistake.
I went to the
he
one
thought
in
it was a
Fort
massage,
Worth.
And it turned out to be a happy ending. Who knew?
Maybe they'll make him just sit out a few games so he and his girlfriend could go to Mar-a-Lago or something.
I don't think his girlfriend's going to hang around for this. I mean...
Oh, please. Are you kidding me?
You think she didn't know that... I don't know.
Better her than me? Better Ming Fu Hulu than me?
She is a girlfriend. I'm sure she is not just with Mr. Kraft because he's a billionaire. I'm sure that's such a case.
Yeah. You know, Mike once said that to me, too.
Yeah.
Although the word B was not, the billionaire was not used. Yeah. All right.
This is all very fun. I'm glad you're having so much fun over there today.
I'm sorry.
I'm here trying to do some work.
So is Ming Fu Lulu.
Yeah, and then, especially with you, and I'm dragging you into commenting on your own cases. You're not even supposed to do that.
Trying to get me in trouble.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye.
Go say hi to Michael Cohn for us.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I shall. Bye, Anna. Yeah. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye, Mike. Apparently, they have three videos. There's two separate sexual acts, two different times. Then the third video captures him paying for it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the transaction at the end? No, you got to put card in with chip. Put chip in. No
paying
swipe.
Cash.
No
paying
swipe. that part. But, hold on. I've got it right here. Well, I don't know why he sounds like Trump, but to me, he does.
Kind of looks like that patrician right. kind of guy.
Or he's pulling out the wad, right? The roll. Or he's, I'm on my way to Kansas City. We've got a big game today. Hold on. And he's licking his thumb, and then he's like, pulling off a couple hundreds.
With the solid gold bill clip.
How much for this? What is it? Well, he's tanning. He's literally tanning while he's standing there. He's one of those guys.
Oh.
I can't wait to see the camera angles.
Oh, God.
It's like those high-tech ones they have, like, the ones that fly over the field during
Kevin,
football
games. Kevin, you're
going
to need to delete your browser history again.
You're going to delete your history.
Operative word.
Period. Your entire memory you're going to have to delete. You will not unsee this. You will not unsee this.
So the FBI apparently said they pulled off a phony suspicious package thing, and then they got everybody out of the spa, and they installed all the cameras. That's how they did it. But they installed quite a few.
Lulu found a suspicious package as well. Had to get it in there.
All right, now the CLTV has pulled away to their commercial break. We're going to be able to wait.
We can unleash hell.
Yes. So here we go.
Welcome to Orchids of Asia Spa, Mr. Kraft. Our regular Ming Fu Hulu is out today.
No excuses. You make it happen.
Well, I assure you, sir, my hands are just as good as hers.
Nothing's perfect.
Well, Mr. Kraft, did you try Happy Ending Spa? A few miles down, they seem to have a good massage program as well.
Same kind of situation.
Well, Miss Fu Hulu could not make it today because her hands were cramped from your two-hour visit yesterday.
It's unfortunate. They have a tough job.
We also have a special today as well, Mr. Kraft. A laser treatment for all our special areas you love.
But I'll tell you, I just hear the word laser, and I think of Tommy and his eyes.
Okay, Mr. Kraft, just lay down.
Do your best.
How does that feel?
Make that stop!
Sounded like he enjoyed it.
This is why we can't see the video, because that was bad enough. I mean, that made me throw up.
In your mouth. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. You know, Ming Fuhulu did that, too. I don't know. After a while, maybe you're like a surgeon. You're just used to it. I don't know.
Let's get a look at the goal line cam here for the ball got over the goal line.
Oh, God.
Camera 7, bring it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder how many cameras
now
they
have.
Now
let's do a slow fade to camera 2.
Chris, the helmet cam. Who's got the helmet cam?
Let's get a rack focus in there.
Wait, the helmet cam keeps moving. Stop the helmet cam from moving.
What's the hand doing in the helmet cam?
Moving back and forth.
Tell her to move her hand. She's blocking the helmet cam.
Oh, my God.
It's gone dark. The helmet cam has gone dark.
Oh, God. Oh, please make this stop. Oh, God.
No one needs to see that video.
No. No, I'm sorry. You know, Kraft is a total jag for just not, doing what he should have done here. Right? I mean, all Robert Kraft had to do was, take the misdemeanor, pay the fine, move on. And then none of this would have come out.
Well,
they could have asked for it to be sealed. They could have asked for it to be sealed.
Get
the
Jussie Smollett deal.
Yeah. I mean, but I know he pleads guilty, though, and you could do that. You can have the evidence sealed on a guilty plea. Not the way they did it at Cook County. He really needed Kim Fox. He should call Kim Fox so he can help out.
Can we change the venue to Cook County?
Do you know Ming Fu Hulu? Anyway, there's a possibility here that the whole thing could have gone away. And instead, and maybe he takes a 2-3 game suspension or whatever from Goodell. So what? Or 6 games.
Just spend it at a spa instead of the game.
Yeah, he's fine. He's good to go. I mean, he goes home and he watches it on his 200-inch TV.
Right.
The film from
the only thing that's 200 inches in this store.
Watches what?
Anyway, come on.
These are images.
This is so easy to solve.
It's not easy to solve because he's going with the not guilty and he's got his fancy lawyers and they're just worried about the videotape.
And they're
going
to drop the videotape now. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be bad. Robert Kraft, the first line of his obituary is Robert Kraft once seen in a South Florida massage parlor being sexually satisfied, died today.
Oh, God.
Oh, gee.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
This is how you will be remembered.
Right.
Not all those Super Bowls.
Right. Mr. Kraft also owned the New England Patriots and won 1,800 Super Bowls.
Oversaw one of the best dynasties in sports history.
Robert Kraft was 106. Oh, God. Is that really him? What is that from?
What is that from?
What is that noise from?
Did someone get the video already?
That was from an interview? He made that noise in an interview? Do you have the raw noise?
Oh, my gosh. Will there be audio on the video no! that may be released?
Oh, is there audio? I'm assuming there's audio.
I don't know.
Well, because he's got.
Don't have
because his defense could be, wait, stop. I don't want that. Wait, stop. Hold on. Am I handcuffed?
That's true. They might have to include the audio, which would just be even more horrifying.
Oh, God. The feds had it bugged, too, to find it, because they were trying to figure out the human trafficking piece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I throw up in my mouth.
Ugh, you don't want to think about it.
No. It's like when you don't want to think about your parents having sex, your mind slams shut, right? When you think about that.
I really hope no one is eating.
This is like your grandfather having sex, but even worse, just imagine grandpa paying for it in a massage parlor.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm sorry, day spa.
In a strip mall. Mm-hmm.
I feel kind of hungry. I'm telling you something. I feel hungry. There's Thai food next door.
There's a Panda.
Panda Express. Now, if you want, that's the thing. You go to the restaurant, whatever the restaurant is in the strip mall, that's where the human trafficking is going. Right?
Something.
I mean, that's, oh, my God. Oh. Oh. All right.
Cut away from the helmet cam.
I wonder if they'll show some mercy when they release it, or do they have to just release the whole thing?
That's extra, too. Yeah. All right, can we do this? Can Kim, and I know, have you noticed how Kim has also created a Chinese wall, to use Mike Monaco's term of art, around the news department from this conversation? And I'm telling you that the WGN management appreciates that, because what we're doing is wrong.
No, I said it. That's good enough. There's a lot of things floating in my head, but I'm not saying it.
All right, take it away.